Welcome to CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to My Journey of Faith, hosted by Cynthia McCutcheon, wife, mother, Bible teacher, and speaker, encouraging others to share their God stories to inspire others in their walk of faith. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to My Journey of Faith on this wonderful day that the Lord has given us. And every day is wonderful when we wake up and we can sense Him. And so many times, even if you don't think you can sense Him, He is there, He is working, and He is on a journey with you. And today, that's what we're speaking about, is the journey to our heart and why it matters. And my guest today is Doreen Penner. Her passion is to help women discover who they really are, see their value, and really own their gifts so that they can do what they've truly been called to do. After spending years trying to find her true calling, she embarked on her own journey of self-discovery and learned she really loves to help people succeed. So today, Doreen is with me, and we're going to talk all about why the journey to your heart really matters and what that really means. So hi, Doreen. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia. I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you because this is a topic that we as women don't always embrace and see that our own heart, the journey to our own heart matters. So let's just kind of jump in there and so we can give some encouragement and some meat for these women.
Absolutely. Well, I love doing the heart work with people, and the thing that I want us to know is there's so many precious treasures within us, and some are just waiting to be discovered. We don't even know all our gift things that God has given us and haven't fully tapped into us. And the sad part is so few people actually take the journey to the heart and discover that God all that God has for them. And I love helping people, you know, discover what their brilliance is and what God's kingdom assignment is, because He has given us, all of us, something very specific and intentional that He wants us to do. And I'd just like to use this illustration. Imagine you're buying a precious birthday gift for that super special person in your life, and you spend time and thought into that gift. You just don't go into the store and buy whatever. You put effort. You think about your person. You think about what colors they like. You put thought into that. And God does that with us too. And He put special thought into our birthday. And I think sometimes we fail to really capture that God was absolutely delighted when He created us. Mm. And He put thoughts into us. And I think we tend to minimize those thoughts instead of letting them really sink in. And I've discovered that we don't really believe that we are all that special. And, of course, society, media, et cetera, aims to target all our incompetencies and imperfections, and we listen to everyone else's ramblings and even our own mental rambling instead of really listening and zeroing into our hearts.
Mm. That is so true, so true. Well, you had, as you and I were talking, you know, about how we as women want to know who we are. So how do we go about that journey to find out who we are?
Well, that's a really good question, and so many people are afraid to do that journey and to take a look inside, and yet I know that within all of us, we want to be known for who we are. We want to know that what we do matters and makes a difference. Mm. We want to be loved and accepted, and we want to have and live our dreams. Well, God wants that for us too. And so I believe that there's a lot of hopes and dreams, businesses, ministries locked inside of people's hearts because they haven't done the journey to the heart. And what it really is asking yourself some really heart-centered questions, being honest with yourself about what do I really want? What's in my heart? What's stirring? What do I feel like God's calling me to do? I think too many times we think the answer is out there somewhere, but really it's within inside of us. Mm. We need to take the time to take the answer or to look for the answers. And we're so busy that we don't do the work. But really, we need to let our heart have a voice and just to really explore what's there. I think too many times people tend to shut down the things in their hearts and sort of shelve their dreams, and yet God has planted them within us, and that's why the journey is so important.
That's true. You know, so many times we as women, we want to hide or push back our own desires, our own dreams, our things that we feel that God is calling for us, because somehow in our makeup we think all this other is important. We have to push, put our family, our children and stuff in front, which is not bad in itself, but we still have our own dreams. You know, we're always going out and buying stuff for our family and not ourselves or something like that. So it's still the same process. So what are some practical steps?
Well, can I just share a little bit of my story? And as I share,
you
my
go
story,
right ahead.
The steps will kind of unfold.
Sure.
I thought I was on track with what it was that I thought God wanted me to do. And I was doing everything that I needed to do, and yet it seemed every time I took a step forward, God closed the doors. I kept running into closed doors, even though I was doing everything that I knew in my heart that made sense to do, you know, the right things and in the right order. And it just wasn't working. And so what felt like complete self-disappointment and embarrassment, I eventually just really threw up my hands and said, okay, God, do what you have to do. Now, that was a scary prayer.
Right.
But what that really did is he took me to a journey to my heart, and it was very different than what I thought it would be. He showed me how I had put many other things before him. I hadn't intentionally put him in second place, but he showed me that I actually had. And then I wondered why I wasn't where I thought I should be in my level of what I thought was success or expectations, and I just wasn't there. And as I allowed God to sift and shift me, I began to see what was really in my heart and what I really thought about myself at a really deep level. And so I don't know about you, but when things aren't going well, I was amazed at how cruel my own self-talk was to me. And I thought, Doreen, you'd never say that to a friend. Why are you saying that to yourself? It was really revealing. And so this journey to the heart was not fun because it was revealing for me. But it also helped me see what I thought about myself and essentially what I actually believed about God. And so the deeper he went with me, the more he showed me of who he was and what he wanted for my life. And as part of this process of surrendering and humility and just taking a step back and letting God work in the trenches of my heart, he began to reveal hidden treasures within me that I never even knew I had or never fully embraced as divinely given gifts for me to shine in. And I think as women, we're so afraid to shine. So I began to see that, anything that God had planned for me was way better than what I would have envisioned for myself. It was a remarkable journey, and I learned a lot, but you have to be willing to let God take you to the trenches of your heart.
So what these women that are sitting out there, and they're going, how do I get there? How do I get to the trenches of my heart? Because sometimes we don't know how to do the work. It's not that we're not willing. We just don't know how. So,
that's a really great question. And in part of this process, God speaks to me in pictures. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. But he does, and if you have a paper, just draw the shape of a heart. That was essentially the picture that God gave me, was a heart. And for me, in the heart, there was a ladder going down, and my particular ladder had 5 rungs to it. And at the bottom of the heart, God just showed me a floor of rubies. And it reminds me of the verse in the Bible that says, our value is worth more than rubies.
Mm-hmm.
And so with each rung of the ladder was a step that he took us through. And I can't talk about all of them because we don't have time, but the one that really stood out to me was the one on permission, where we as women need to give ourselves permission to be who we are, to give our heart a voice. And when we silence our heart, when we don't give it a voice, we essentially shut down who we are and we never fully live. And it's what's in our heart that brings us life and meaning, fulfillment, and purpose. And so this whole permission piece, imagine like you're throwing out a fishing rod and you're reeling it in, and all you're reeling in is seaweed. Well, if your seaweed represents your fears and your beliefs and your mindsets and all that stuff that gets you so tangled up, in the journey of the heart experience that God takes you through is the whole clearing process where He helps eliminate all those fears and mindsets. And I believe Satan wants us to dream small, to live small, to achieve small. And he whispers to us, sometimes he shouts, all the reasons why we can't do something, why we should just quit, why we're not good enough. And he seeks to just discourage us. Mm-hmm. But I want to remind our listeners that he only has the power if we give it to him, because Jesus lives in us and we can walk into his power. So a big part of that is doing that clearing process and being who we are. And I think we're afraid. We're afraid to be who we are because we're afraid of being judged. Judge is huge in today's world. We don't know who we're supposed to be. And all of life experiences, the things you've been told, they prevent us from being who we are, from being the authentic us that God has called us to be. And so we get stuck here. And so the permission piece is a huge part of the journey.
Do you often find that women kind of try to mirror themselves to someone else and say, but maybe that's who I'm supposed to be? I mean, we hear on the news right now about the lady that spent $30,000 to look like a certain celebrity. She's trying to mimic that instead of being who she is. Is that kind of a thing that you see that women have a struggle with instead of going to the heart?
Well, women are really good at comparing and competing with each other. And so we look at other people and we, just because they look good on the inside, that doesn't, on the outside, doesn't mean that they're feeling all that great about themselves on the inside, right? So I think so much of who we are gets shaped by our life experiences. And I often say, you know, your external influences become your internal influencers. So if you are someone who's heard, it won't work, you're not good enough, over and over again, it becomes a deeply held belief. And you live under this overarching belief. And a good picture, I love pictures as you can tell, a good picture of that is imagine that you're holding an umbrella, and instead of having your pretty flowers, polka dots, or stripes, or whatever design, you know, what it is, the pattern are the words written, you're not good enough. And so with every step you take through life, you have this umbrella over you saying, you're not good enough. And I think that's, again, part of that whole clearing process where we're not fully stepping into who we're supposed to be because of how we've been raised, because of our life experiences, but because of the things that we live by instead of hanging on to the truths of God's Word. Mm-hmm. And just like in my experience, sometimes God uses our setbacks, our disappointments, and our failures so that He can really show us who He is, and He uses those to grow our faith and deepen our relationship with Him.
Exactly. You know, if it was smooth sailing all the time, we would probably get, well, why do I need Him? Why do I need to have a deeper faith? But as we go through those trials, those Red Sea moments, we find that we do need Him. We do need the faith in Him, and that's where we attach ourselves so much better to Him.
Mm-hmm. And each of us are so unique. Like I was just reading Mark Batterson's book, All In, the other day, and he was talking about how our fingerprints are different, our eyes are different, the way we're created is different. We are so delightfully distinct from everyone else who walks this earth, and yet we try to measure up, we try to compete, we try to compare, we try to mimic other people instead of fully embracing all that God has for you. And I think that's why I loved the picture so much of all these rubies in the bottom of the heart, where you walk in and all of us women are, well, you could be a diamond or an emerald or a ruby or a topaz, whatever your favorite jewel is, but the point is, you know, we all have value and worth, and it's when we allow God to do that transformation work within our hearts and to show us what is there, what it is that he wants us to reveal and the gifts that he has for us that we don't even know yet. And when he uncovers that for you, you will come back out of that heart. Like if you're following me with that ladder going down, you have to come back up, right? And you will follow. You will come back up knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is who I am. This is what my brilliance is. This is how God's wired me. This is what he's going to call me to do. And so it really is a journey, but it is so worth it. And so maybe whatever your life experiences or whatever you're attempting, you know, you thought, like I was, you thought you were on track, but maybe God wants you to do something a little different. And we need to take the journey to the heart to let God show us the wonderful treasures within us, the one he intentionally and specifically gave you. Just like I talked about the birthday gift, right? When God gave birth to us, there was something so beautiful about us, and he wants to reveal that to our hearts.
I love that. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is in John chapter 1 when Jesus is talking to Peter and he says, "You are, but you shall be." You know, he's saying, "You are Peter, but you shall." I mean, "You are Simon, but you shall be Peter." You know, and that's how he speaks to us. You are this, but you shall be this because of me and who I am. And like you said, you just have to do that journey to the heart to find out who he wants you to be.
Well, you know, I love that. And that just reminded me, I once had a client who was so afraid to peek inside her heart to find what was really there because she thought when she comes and takes a look, all she's going to find is that she's completely empty and has nothing to offer. And that just sat in my heart because that's just not true. We all have value and worth and wonderful gifts lying within us that need to be discovered. And I think too many times we're content to just kind of skim at the surface of the water or even get our feet wet a little bit, but the richness and experience is really about going deep because God is not superficial. God is a deep God. And yes, you can have a superficial relationship with God, I suppose, if you want, but it will never be as rich, meaningful, and rewarding as when you kind of dive in deep. Another picture he had given me is going scuba diving with Jesus. Like, that'd be kind of cool. But in order to get to the treasure at the bottom of the floor, you have to go through the whole seaweed, the clearing process, so that you can discover the treasures that God has given you at the bottom of that ocean floor. And, you know, there's something about depth. And the journey to the heart really matters because as you walk the floor of your heart with God, you will learn amazing truths about who you are, about who God is, and the treasures he's delighted to give in you. And this is where you discover God's kingdom assignment. God will reveal one step at a time, so you never have to second guess why you're here again. But you have to be willing to take the journey.
So
and
I'm
he likely won't reveal the next step until you've completed the one he's just given you to do.
Right. So how did the ladies... Let's go back to the go scuba diving with Jesus. how do they stick their toes in the water? Is it Bible study, journaling out, answering a question, or maybe writing down some things about their life, their dreams?
I always tell people to go out to the dollar store or Staples or wherever you shop and just buy a journal and simply ask yourself some really heart-centered questions and let the answer surprise you. Like, it doesn't have to be rocket science. There don't have to be complicated questions. It can be simple as, what does my heart really want? You know, what brings me joy? What am I passionate about? What stirs my heart so much that I just want to cry? What excites me? It's that kind of is getting the toes wet. And then praying through that in your devotions and asking, you know, some spiritual questions. You know, what don't I believe about God? You know, what questions do I have for him? And then going a little deeper, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to passages and to questions that you can ask for yourself, and he might even ask you some questions about what it is that he wants you to know and for you to explore. So I think a journal and a Bible are good companions. You have one, you should have the other, and then just journal any words or aha moments, any questions that you have, questions about yourself, questions that you want to ask God, and really just take the time. You know, carve out time in your day. I know you're busy, but carve out time in your day and get your feet wet and say, okay, Lord, lead me by the hand and take me to my heart and show me what's there. And that will be the most rewarding experience you will ever do.
I think that's wonderful, because then I love the picture that you drew of the heart with the ladder, because when you get to that bed of rubies or diamonds or whatever, that's how you do it, to ask those questions. Because so many times people, they're like, okay, I want to do it, but I don't know the questions to ask. And I love how you gave some great examples of what to do, and that as you're asking them, I mean, I love to ask questions, and the more I think, the more questions they come.
Yeah,
some are funny, some are good.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that to our own heart, to lead that, to jump from your head to your heart, I can just see it kind of coming down that ladder.
Yes. And one question I really want to challenge the listeners with, and because I've had to ask this myself, do you believe God, in his infinite wisdom, masterfully and magnificently designed you? Often what we believe about ourselves is different than what God believes about us, but we don't believe him.
That is very true, and I think women struggle with that, you know, because we're so swayed by the image that Hollywood wants us to believe. We want to believe those things. We don't want to believe what God believes about us, which is far greater than what we could ever imagine.
And our potential when we walk with the Lord is greater than anything we could ever have imagined as well.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, because what is it? Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do things that are exceeding and abundantly above what we could ever ask or think. You know, that is how it is. What we think or ask for ourselves, he can do much more. Much more. We just have to seek him and find him.
Yes.
Well, Doreen, we have just a few more minutes, and I want to give you a direct few minutes that you can set. Just as a woman maybe walks in and sits beside you having coffee, and she needs to find her heart, how would you approach her? How would you encourage her? You got just a few moments with her. She walks, you know, God crosses her path with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I'd love to do, because I'm curious, I'm a curious person, I would say, you know, what is it in your heart? What does your heart long to do? Because when you go for the longings and you get the answers to the longings, you find a whole lot about a person. What are the dreams that have been lying dormant? And I think many times they are dormant. And God, in this journey to the heart, he awakens and enlivens stuff that is in you. So to just jump right in and ask the question about what is lying in your heart, what is seeking to emerge, what has been dormant for a while, that will open just a huge treasure chest of things that are just waiting to come out.
Yeah. And then when they answer, what encouragement do you give?
I would encourage them to seek the Lord, to spend time in prayer. And then my favorite question to ask myself is, what makes the most sense for me to do right now? So if this is the dream, this is what I feel like God's calling me to do, this is what's seeking to emerge, wanting to come out, if you know what the answer is, okay, so that's the answer, then my first step would be, and then just take it one step at a time until you get there.
As someone that has sat across from a woman and you've watched her go through this process, maybe you've traveled with her for a while, is it exciting to see when a woman gets to the bottom and that light comes on and those rubies shine out? What do you see? How does that transform?
I see that God has revealed her brilliance. And I think too many times we're like gems stuffed in the back of the underwear drawer. We need to pull the drawer out and shine it up. And that's essentially what God does when you get, when you really get what it is that he has gifted you to. You can walk with courage, confidence, and conviction, knowing that this is me, this is why I'm here. You will embrace that. And you start walking into your kingdom of calling or your kingdom assignment with absolute purpose and intention, and it brings life, it brings joy, and they shine. You can see the signs coming through.
Doreen, you have written an e-book, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The e-book is called Is Your Heart Connecting to Your Business? And Uncovering the Business That God Has Placed in Your Heart. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're feeling like you're not quite on track, but you're not sure why, this ebook will help you, and it talks a little bit more about my story that I just shared with you in more detail, and also what are the steps that you need to go through to really capture your jewel at the bottom of the heart of your heart and the process that God takes you through.
Wow. Now, tell our listeners how they can find you, because I know some of them may be going, wait a minute, I need to listen, I need to talk to her just a little bit more, whether through chatting with you on your blog or maybe Facebook. How are ways that our listeners can find you?
I am on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and I have a website, just simply DoreenPenner.com. That's DoreenPenner. And I would be happy to chat with you and help you get clear on what your brilliance is and what it is that God's called you to do.
That's wonderful. Well, Doreen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I know that you've given some practical steps and maybe hopefully encouraged some ladies to take that jump from the head to the heart and really dig in and let God show them who they really are and what their dreams are. That maybe they've pushed back. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And for those of you listening, I want to thank you for listening today and for joining us. And I just encourage you and challenge you to make that journey to the heart if you haven't already. Maybe there's something out there that you think, there might be a little bit more to what I am and who God wants me to be and how he wants me to minister, whether to minister within just the body of the believers or through an occupation or a business. So I just challenge you to maybe go onto the sites, find Doreen at her website or on Facebook. Do that work. Stick those toes in the water and then let you go scuba diving with Jesus. And until next time, I want to just encourage you to have a blessed day, for every day that he gives us is wonderful, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Until next time, bye-bye.